good.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to a Medina Township Trustees special meeting. Time is now 7:01, and the date is October 6th of 2022. Could I please get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
So do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So as customary, we're going to do a moment of silence. Today, I'd actually like to take an extra moment of silence here just to recognize those people who are hit hard by that hurricane and all the people out there trying to help them out and to get back on their feet. So just a quick thought for them. All right. Good evening, everyone. We're going to just kind of move through this stuff real quick. So first thing on our agenda is going to be the rescindment of some previous purchase orders. We're going to try to get our ducks in a row here. So I'm going to pass this over to Bruce.
This rescind, I'd like to rescind purchase order.
Make a motion, please.
I'd like to make a motion
to rescind purchase order dated 9/29/2022 for the police department for vendor is integrity verifications. It's pre-employment testing in the amount of $500.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to rescind purchase order dated 9/29/2022 for the police department for vendor is Western Reserve Psychological Associates, and this is pre-employment testing for a new hire in the amount of $1,000.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I make a motion to rescind purchase order dated 9/29 for the police department. Vendor is Akron Uniforms. It's for new uniform, it's for new hire uniforms in the amount of $2,500.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to rescind purchase order dated 9/29/2022 for the police department. Vendor is Protech Security Sales. This is for body armor for new hire in the amount of $1,500.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to rescind purchase order dated 9/29 for the police department. Vendor is Auto Trim Design of North Ohio LLC. It's for lettering for new police vehicles in the amount of $1,913.72.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. That's it. All right, we're going to move on to the Supplemental Appropriation Resolution. I will move to adopt resolution number 10062-022-064 to reallocate funds from line item 2273-210-599-0000, other expenses, to line item 2273-210-319-0000, other professional and technical services, in the amount of $1,500, and to line item 2273-210-420-0620, operating supplies and uniforms, in the amount of $4,500 for a total reallocation of $6,000.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Next on the item is approval of ARP project funding resolution. So I will move to adopt resolution number 10062022-065 for Medina Township to elect the use of American Rescue Plan Act standard allowance and its presumption of revenue loss due to the public health emergencies, and to use the amounts authorized herein to fund government services and incorporate this four-page document by reference.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Good thing we don't have any purchase orders, right?
I get to.
I get to.
Silly.
So next thing on the line item here is purchase orders and training requests. You only have two. We'll get those out of the way.
All right. I have a motion to accept purchase order requisition for the cemetery dated 10-6-22. The vendor is Cardinal Asphalt Company. It is, the job description is for seal coating the cemetery drive, and the amount is $1,500.
I will second that.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
I have make a motion to approve a purchase order requisition dated 10-6-22, Department of Service. Vendor information is DJL Materials and Supply Incorporated. Description is two pallets of crack seal material, 4,500 pounds. The amount is $2,992.50.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, Bruce, do you have anything?
These are going to sound vaguely familiar. I'd like to make a motion to approve Medina Township Purchase Order Requisition dated 10-6-2022. This is for ARPA Funds Police Department. This is for integrity verification. That's the vendor. And the description is pre-employment testing for a new hire in the amount of $500.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to approve purchase order requisition dated 10-6-2022. Department is ARPA Funds Police Department, and the vendor is Western Reserve Psychological Associates. This is for, the description is pre-employment testing for a new hire in the amount of $1,000.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to approve purchase order requisition dated 10-6-2022. The department is ARPA funds, and it's for the police department. The vendor is Akron Uniforms. It's for new hires uniforms in the amount of $2,500.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to approve purchase order requisition dated 10-6-2022. The department is ARPA funds. This is for police department. The vendor is Protech Security Sales. The description is body armor for new hire in the amount of $1,500.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to approve purchase order dated 10-6-2022. Department is ARPA funds, police department. The vendor is Auto Trim Design of North Ohio LLC. It's for lettering for new police vehicles in the amount of $1,972.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
And the rest of these are blank. So that's what I've got.
Five of them. Is that correct?
The cost of the last one for the auto trim?
$1,972 and some...
There was no sense mentioned, I believe.
Seventy-two cents, $1,913.72.
Was that, did you pick up on that?
If you want to amend that motion to add the 72 cents to it.
Just amend the motion to get the total price again.
Just like to amend the motion.
For the auto trim?
Yeah, the auto trim, just so you can say the price clearly.
I'd like to amend the motion.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to amend the purchase order dated 10/6/2022. Department is ARPA Funds, Police Department. The vendor is Auto Trim Design of North Ohio LLC. The description is lettering for new police vehicles in the amount of $1,913.72.
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. Okay, thank you. Five of those. Next, approval of accounts payable. I'd make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 9/30/2022 and going to 10/6/2022, starting with a digital check 77-2022 and one physical check of 32428 for a total amount of $42,035.04.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Going on to old business. First thing here is the bank account security discussion. We want to just table that till next week, or do we want to discuss anything real quick on that?
Yeah, there's nothing to discuss at the moment.
I know Angela's just clear on not wanting to take the option where we would be editing it ourselves and stuff like that, so we'll talk next week about that and also about switching some money around to get some of that out of that checking account. Next thing on the list is ARPA funding discussion.
That, as far as that goes, we're waiting to hear back from our attorneys on motions, but there's nothing further to discuss on that.
Okay. Next thing on the list is the JED discussion.
The JED discussion is simply a matter we're collecting questions to present to the individuals presenting for the JED on November 3rd. And nothing else further.
All right, thank you. New business, real quick, is the Halloween date and time discussion. This is just a clarification that Medina Township has always followed the city, and the trick-or-treating night will be from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. So I just like to make a motion to make that formal, that our Medina Township trick-or-treat will be from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on October 31st.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right. Next thing on our agenda is a real quick thing for township property discussion. How deep do you want to get into that? That's going to be you, Denny?
Yeah. When they built the new police cars, they came with seats in the back, and we don't use those seats. They built a plastic tub in there. So we got all those down to the service department. I'd like to sell those on Gov Deals if possible.
Make a motion to allow Denny to sell the seats that are no longer needed from the back of the police cars on Gov Deals.
Second that, I guess?
Second.
Second. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye. Yes, you want.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Alright, got disappointed in that one. Is that the only thing?
Yeah, that's it, Richie. That's all we have. Yeah, that's all we have.
I think you'd do the last one first, huh? Executive session.
Yeah. Alright, so next on our agenda is going to be some executive sessions. We're going to go with executive session. The last one first. So we're going to make a motion to go into executive session with the three trustees to to discuss employment of a public employee.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Ms. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Okay, the time is now 7:16. We are in executive session. Oh, you want Denny? I'd like to make amendment to invite Denny back for, with the three trustees for our public employee discussion.
Second.
Do I have to do a re-read, Paul?
So she made the motion.
Yep, roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Time is still 7:16. Executive session.
I think I put it on there once. That's what that was.
Time is now 7:25. The three trustees and Denny Miller have returned from executive session where we discuss the employment of a public employee.
In the process of our conversation, we acknowledge the fact that we are going into winter. We could use an extra individual. We have had an interview with a gentleman by the name of Chuck Green. I would like to make a motion that we authorize Denny to offer Mr. Green a full-time position at $21.50 an hour in our Roads and Bridges division. He has a CDL. He has extensive experience plowing roads, mechanical work. He's a very good fit for a need that has become evident within our group.
I know we've been looking a long time, and it needs a need, and we need it. So
I get a second?
Oh, not a second. That was a long motion then. Yes, second.
Start date?
I'm sorry?
Start date.
November? What?
Start date.
Would that be? Halloween?
I think we had it set up he could start as soon as possible, but his benefits would begin after November 1st. Does that sound right?
We could probably make that work. I mean, that
is that
sounds like his benefits went to the end of the month the way he talked in the interview, right? That's the way I got it. So
would we let? Could I make amend the motion to allow you to offer him the position with the start date of? You pick the date.
October 11th, if he's available.
Okay.
Let's see, October.
October 11th.
It's a holiday. Monday's a holiday, so.
Benefits to begin the first of the month.
Yeah.
Is that adequate?
Yeah.
All right. You want to roll that into an easier motion?
Are you okay with the motion?
I'll write it the way you said.
That's a long motion.
I just need a second.
I'll second that one.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right. Next one we're going to do is executive session to discuss employee discipline, where I make a motion to go into executive session with three trustees to discuss employee discipline. Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Time is now 7:28, where three trustees will be in executive session.
All right, I'll shut now, just to confirm it's all good as well.
All right. Time is now 7:44, where the three trustees have returned from executive session to discuss employee discipline, where no decisions were made. We just wanted to kind of talk between the trustees on some issues that we've been having, and we're just trying to work on the best course of action. So one of my ideas is just to kind of do a clarification letter, make sure everybody's on the same page, same team, and we'll work on that as it goes.
Very good.
There is also on this agenda executive session to discuss employee compensation. I don't have any information for that. I don't have any.
I don't.
All right, so we're going to just move on then real quick. We'll do a quick public comment out of courtesy. So I'd like to make a motion to go into public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Would you like to say anything? Well, I appreciate you coming, but I figured it was on the queue. So, perfect. I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right.
Chuck, before you close that, I did talk to Chuck, Charles Green.
Okay.
He's good with starting on the 11th, and he's good with his benefits starting on November 1st.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Get one little minor thing done.
Yeah.
Move towards the right direction.
Thank you, guys.
All right, so with nothing else in front of the board, I'd like to make a...
Do we have to change the motion because of that at all?
No.
Sure.
He's just reiterating the one that...
I just want to make sure we're good.
We did, is good with that.
All right.
So I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Time is now 7:45, call the meeting. All right. I just got a text.
Now we have two of them.